We have hundreds of billions of dollars in need in the area of wastewater and water treatment plant. We have farmland that should be preserved throughout New York State to ensure a supply of fresh, healthy produce to the region surrounding the farms, but also New York City, which is a major user of that. We have bridges that are part of the path for railroads carrying crude oil and other toxic materials that may be in need of repair, that are going to be among the traditional infrastructure projects that might be funded through state investment. And we want to see those highlighted and prioritized as we look at the needs of New York State at this time. We've seen that many waterfront communities from New York City up to the Capital District in the Hudson River estuary that have been battered by superstorms. And now is the time to invest in those waterfront communities to make them more resilient so that they are both planning for and building for the next superstorm, which unfortunately with climate change is going to be coming someday soon.
You also want to forge a comprehensive PCB cleanup. Are you saying the PCB cleanup underway in the Upper Hudson, dredging PCBs from the GE company in Fort Edward, is that not comprehensive enough for you?
That is for sure. The EPA-sponsored cleanup in the Upper Hudson is taking care of about 65% of the highly toxic PCBs discharged over time by General Electric. Many of the environmental groups that have watchdogged this cleanup stated from the start that the EPA plan wasn't sufficient, that more should be done. But the very agencies, the federal government agencies in New York State that are responsible for the long-term health of the river under the Superfund cleanup have stated that there's an additional 136 acres of contamination that actually meets the very standard for cleanup that has triggered the EPA remediation. And that those, if those 136 additional acres are not cleaned up, then we will not have a healthy river. We will not be able to then move into what is the next phase of the cleanup, the natural resource restoration, you know, to make sure that the natural resources, the wetlands, the different animal and aquatic species that have been damaged over decades of contamination by the PCBs will be able to rebound. If the 136 acres are not cleaned up, we're not going to have a healthy river. So we're calling on GE to get the job done, but we know that only strong leadership is going to achieve a comprehensive cleanup, and we're asking Governor Cuomo to take the lead on that. He's got the leadership capabilities. Some of the agencies involved are under his direction, and we know that he could get the job done if he made this a priority.
You also want to terminate the Energy Highway. First of all, what is the Energy Highway, and why should we terminate it?
The Energy Highway is a proposal to build additional transmission lines that would take energy, electricity, generated in western and the middle of the state, central New York, and bring it down to New York City and the lower Hudson Valley to reduce the price that consumers pay for electricity. So the idea is that there is power that's somewhat stranded in upstate New York and central New York, and if we built more transmission lines through the Hudson Valley, then New York City would see lower electric rates. We think this is a bad idea. There's a coalition called the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition that includes county leaders like Dutchess County, the environmental groups, cultural and historic preservation groups, towns like Milan and Livingston, elected officials. And they say, why are we building a whole new generation of transmission lines to lower electric prices in New York City when there's really sufficient generation and transmission capacity coming online through other mechanisms? We don't want to sacrifice the beauty of the Hudson Valley that is the foundation of rejuvenation of the economy of the region. We don't want to sacrifice that just to lower electricity prices in New York City and downstate. And in fact, when you look at the cost, which is estimated at over $1 billion for these new transmission lines, and what it would cost to maintain them on an annual basis, it's roughly equivalent or possibly even lower than the higher electric rates that are being paid now by New York City. So why damage the beauty, damage farmlands, damage the tourism economy and the quality of life that retains and attracts new job creation in the valley for what could be a net wash in electricity costs?